friends by mail. I was honest. I found $20 on the floor of my classroom. I thought of all the things I could buy with $20. But then I remembered a story in The Friend about a boy who found a wallet at recess and turned it into the lost and found. I gave the money to my teacher, and she gave me candy for being honest. The best part was the feeling I had inside. It was the Holy Ghost telling me I did the right thing. I know the church is true, and I always want to be honest so I can be a missionary someday. Andrew C., age 7, Virginia. How I Read The Friend. Maddie S., age 6, Utah, reads A Friend while sitting in a tree.
The friend makes me grin. I love checking the mailbox, and I get especially excited when a new friend is inside. I ask my mom to help me make the apple grins recipe from the October 2011 issue. I was very proud of myself. We love reading The Friend at her house. Clara W., age 6, Virginia.
Those words. I read those words in the December 2011 Friend and realized that I had the same problem that Shelby had. I have a friend who takes the Lord's name in vain. I've asked her many times not to say that. I'm very proud of her because she's starting to stop, and when she notices that she says it, she says, "Sorry, I forgot." Caitlin B., age 9, Missouri. Dear friends, it takes a lot of courage to be a pioneer, whether it's helping settle a new territory or being the first in your family to join the church. On pages 18 and 30, you can read two exciting stories about young pioneers who face different challenges with bravery and faith. Who are the pioneers in your family? Have you ever been a pioneer? Write and tell us your stories. Happy Pioneer Day, The Friend. End of Friends by Mail.